From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thai police are trying to track down those responsible for setting off explosions at tourist destinations in the southern provinces that killed at least four people and wounded dozens more. The explosions occurred late Thursday into Friday in the seaside resort areas of Wahin and Phuket and nearby towns.
It's too soon to jump to any conclusion as to what may have caused the incident. But what we know for sure is that the incidents do not link directly with any kind of terrorism. It's in fact the local sabotage by which we are trying to identify those suspects who are behind the scene.
The police spokesman says the explosive devices were set off by remote in the coastal areas of Wahin and Phuket and nearby towns. We're following this story. We'll stay with us for the very latest. Pakistan is calling on Afghanistan to help create a formal intelligence sharing deal so that the countries can better address allegations that their spy agencies are involved with anti-violence on both sides of the shared border. The possible partnership follows a suicide attack at a Pakistani hospital earlier this week that killed nearly 70 people. A splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the bloodshed. And Russian Prime Minister said Friday that the country could dissolve all diplomatic ties with neighboring Ukraine in light of the recent security concerns. His comments come as Ukrainian troops remain on a high alert as tensions rise with Russia. VOA's Carolyn Presutti has more on the story.
Now the Ukrainian military is on high alert, fearful of another conflict with Russia. Moscow shut off three crossings at the Crimea-Ukraine border last week. Kiev accused